Gilda Nordquist. She had been raised in Stockholm, the Venice of the North. Her father was the chief engineer in the state-owned firm responsible for building the intricate system of dams and breakwaters that saved the city from the rising sea levels of the greenhouse warming. Her mother had died of cancer when Gilda was barely five, but her father had his wife's body frozen in the hope that her disease could one day be cured and she would be returned to him. She had always excelled in her studies and received her degree in international law when she was merely 20. She accepted the World Council's invitation to join their security agency. That's when she started learning how to break the law. Tall, blonde, good-looking in an outdoorsy, athletic way, Gilda Nordquist became an expert at spying on Earth's citizens and using undercover agents to provoke susceptible people into becoming criminals. Neither she nor the men and women she worked for considered what they were doing to be illegal. Extra-legal, at worst, they told themselves. "The world is filled with potential criminals," said her mentor, a narrow-eyed Korean who successfully bedded Nordquist during her first year in Barcelona. "Our task is to identify them, control them, and use them to help keep order and harmony in society." Thus, Nordquist became a recruiter of criminals. "Better to have them working for us than against us," the Korean told her time and again, until she believed it fully. She would scan police reports and court hearings, seeking petty thieves and swindlers whom she and the psychotechnicians and police detectives who worked with her could turn into informers and recruiters. Dozens, hundreds, thousands of serious criminals were apprehended by the simple expedient of luring them into committing crimes and then swooping them into prison. The general public saw their police departments triumphing over the forces of anarchy and danger. The bewildered criminals, pawns in a global scheme they seldom comprehended, disappeared into prisons and cryonic freezers. Nordquist was convinced that she was helping to maintain law and order. Crimes were committed, of course, but the criminals were put away before they could strike twice. The world order was protected, even strengthened. It wasn't long, however, before a woman of Nordquist's intelligence and ambition began to seek better things for herself. She started to climb through the World Council's security bureaucracy. By the time she was named deputy director and she had set her sights on the directorship, her opportunity came to her from the stars.